You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
I mean, I'm at rock and roll. Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage, you are alive. You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, bros. We're the Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Look, it's good to be with you every Saturday morning. Love coming to you and talking to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior Christ. And look, I have a guest with me today here. I have the evangelist Landon with me. So we're going to team up on you today and bring you a good word from the Lord. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world now, they can pick this program up all week, anytime. On the internet by simply going to WCNO.com and when it comes up, scroll down to the word on the left-hand side, on demand, click on that. And if this program helps you and you have someone you care about, and you know all of us should care about people, so if you get help and you want to help someone else, or if you maybe are driving and can't finish the program, you can click it on anytime. Simply go to the internet, click us on 24/7, pass the word. If you help someone else. All right. And you know, we're going to talk to you about faith today, Landon. And also, we want to open the phone lines for today. Now, if you're having any kind of issues in your life, I don't care what it is, we'll be glad to pray for you. We'll be glad to pray with you, work with you, stand with you before the Lord. Anything we can do to help you. We're all about serving the Lord Jesus Christ, all about helping you. All about doing all we can to serve the Lord. Serving the Lord is serving you. If we can serve you, we serve the Master. It's just that simple. So if you have a need today, then give us a call. We're going to talk about faith today, okay? And faith is something I've been working on faith for 40-some years. I'm like that little woman that said, I prayed down faith scriptures and love. I'm healing scriptures and love sick. In other words, I've chased after faith for years. It's a simple, simple thing. You can't catch it. You just gotta know how to get it. So listen to this now. We seem to have very little faith, very little active faith in our wonderful, magnificent God, Father, Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Comforter, and Friend. And it takes faith to please God. You want to please God? It takes faith. The Bible says it takes faith. It says without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't please Him without faith. If you don't have faith, you don't know Him, you don't trust Him, you don't believe in Him, and therefore, you can't please Him. Because He wants to reveal Himself to you, manifest Himself to you, take care of you, and love you. He created you. He's your Father. And if you don't trust Him and believe Him, He can't help you. It's just so, you know, put it this way. Here's the simple thing. Maybe you're out there today and you're a mother and you've had a child, and you know that baby can't move it. That's you. You're the life of that baby.
Amen.
That baby depends on you for everything. I mean for everything. That baby depends on you. Well, listen, that's kind of the way God, that's what faith is all about. It's definitely, absolutely getting a hold of God, trusting Him in everything, and then trusting Him enough to go in and do something on your own. You're the baby soon grows up. You got to get out and do what He's supposed to do. And your hope is that you've done the right thing, so you're growing in the right direction. Well, that's what God, that's His plan for you. God, and remember this, God responds to faith. Are you seeking God? Are you crying out? Are you struggling? Are you trying to get things done? Father God responds to faith. He really does. See, He can only respond to faith. He can respond to you according to what you can receive and believe. Really, if you can't receive anything, if you don't know how to receive it, if you don't know how He speaks, if you don't know how He operates, He can't give you nothing. He can't throw the ball, you couldn't catch it. You understand where I'm coming from? He couldn't throw the ball to you because you couldn't catch it. Without faith, it's impossible. You gotta have a nuts faith here to catch the ball, okay? Look, we're gonna open the lines early today. Our number, 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. That's a lot of power. Now, Jesus has been given to us along with His power. How do we get our hands on that power, the power for living today? Only by faith. Look, faith is a substance now that you hold on to. until the thing that you are praying for comes into your hand. How do we get that substance? By hearing the word of God and then hearing it again so you get it done deep in your spirit. Get it done deep so you can believe it. Get it done in the word of mind. Faith starts working for us when we know who we are in Christ Jesus. If we have taken our proper place in the kingdom of God, have ordered our life according to God's word and will, faith works by love. Love powers faith. How's your love? Landon, what's the Lord saying these days about faith? What have you learned about faith, Landon? Let's talk to us about faith, would you?
Well, you said the key thing. Without faith, it is 100% impossible to please God. Now, pleasing God is serving God. God is pleased when you bring the kingdom to this world, when you teach the goodness of Jesus, when you talk about the gospel, when you come with the truth and tell somebody, listen, I know you've got this and I know you've got that, but Jesus came to take that away. That's good news. That's telling somebody a good news report, a report of salvation. We know that Jesus is the Savior and he come for salvation. Well, that's giving it to him. Now, Jesus said, and this is not where I had my notes at. My notes were on Romans 10:17. So the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we're going to get to that. But as you were talking, the Lord led me to, well, they have to know how to get there. They have to know the path to get there. Yeah. And we're talking about having faith. What are you having faith in? The number one rule of thumb here is your faith has to be in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus paid the way and opened the avenue to the heavenly realm. So you can't skip him and jump into that kingdom or into that realm. You have to go through the King of what? Kings. And the Lord of what? Lords. Jesus says over in John 14:6, he says, I am the way. To what? Faith. Faith. Now here he says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I am the life. So if you want a life of faith, you have to put your faith, which is your persuasion from God or your conviction from God. It's the truthfulness of God, but it's found in Jesus Christ. And I think what's missing is people are not falling in love with him anymore. He's not being preached. It's not, we're getting so theologically correct that we have so much wisdom we want to give it, which is great. But we're getting, the church as a whole is getting where the wisdom is too much for the average person to grasp because they've gone too far to the left. I think we got to slow it back down to the simple gospel of there is a Savior for you. And when I say Savior, when you look that word up, it means he delivers you. He heals you, he restores you, and he makes you one again. Those are the definitions of salvation, okay? So Jesus says, look, I am the way. And in case you're wondering, in case you're going, well, is he really the way? Do I know that's the right way? The next statement he says is, I'm the truth. You don't have to question what I'm telling you now. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. No man comes to the Father but by me. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, if you don't come through Jesus, you'll never get your connection right. The cord, the umbilical cord to the heavenly is found in Christ. Does that make sense?
Amen. It does.
You come to him, it connects you directly through that bloodline.
Yes.
Because he shed that blood. That blood comes into you. When you say, listen, I hope you call. Now's a good call. Call and say, listen, man, I want that bloodline. I need a blood test. There's people listening to me right now that have blood issues in your body. You need a blood transfusion. There is not a more appropriate time. God's got the window open. He's got the kingdom of heaven open right now. I know this. I sense this in the spirit. If you call here and say, I want Jesus. I want to accept the blood he shed on the cross as my remission for sin. I want to be free from this, and I want to be set apart in the natural and now accepted and born again into his kingdom, his righteousness, his power, and I want his goodness towards me.
Give us a call now, 221-1100, 221-1100, or 888-221-8999. Look, we don't care what you're going through. We know without a doubt, we talked to the Lord over Atlanta and I, the whole world is upside down. And there's almost not a family that doesn't have something going on, not hurting some way, somehow, and a little housewife or a little husband is trying to handle that all on their own. Bombarded with problems, bombarded with family issues. Look, God can help. Really, Len and I have the faith to talk. We know this stuff. We can absolutely pray for you, stand with you, fight for you. You need spiritual power in your life. If you're struggling out there with any issues in your life, well, you need a partner. You need the Spirit of the Living God. You need God the Holy Ghost, which is God down here. The Holy Ghost is simply God now. The Holy Spirit is God now. God now down there with you. God now down there for you. So if you have an issue and anything you're struggling with, we don't care what it is. Physically, spiritually, mentally, we are here to pray. We represent the Lord. We want to represent him to you and for you, okay? 221-1100 or 888-221-8099. Look, I love God's people because they're his. I have a great interest in their ways and their well-being. You know, I watch the struggles and the battles among God's people. I noticed one of our great weaknesses seems to be the lack of faith, not being rooted and grounded in what the Word of God says. The Word is Spirit and life. Look, we must get our faith out of that. It's His Word for you. Faith is for you. You have to get faith here, really. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Listen, your level... Your faith is measured by what you can believe for. The natural man says, if I see it, I believe it. But the man of faith says, if I believe it, I will see it. So give Amen. Us a call. Let us help you here today, all right? He said, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock, the door will be open. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Landon, tell us how to get there. How do we get this kind of faith that we need to make it in this upside-down world?
Man, I'm so glad you asked. Listen, here it is. Romans 10:17 says this, and there's only one way. There's not another formula. Whatever anybody's told you up to this point, forget it. It says there is only one way to get, to obtain and achieve faith, and Romans 10:17 says it like this. It says, so then, that means I've searched it, I've waited, and here's the conclusion of the matter. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it boils it all down and points directly to, you see that? The Word of God. There's no way around it. So now, let me just boil this down really quick, okay? I'm just going to spend 3 or 4 minutes on this. So then, here's what this verse says. It says, so then, remember that we boil this down, this is the final conclusion, persuasion from God, and this is what we're lacking. We need, because we're getting all the persuasion from books, from our mind, from self-help, from other people, which is probably really bad, and we need persuasion from the throne room. That'll set you straight. That'll set your family straight, set your thinking straight. So then persuasion from God and truthfulness from God, of God, that is faith right there. Being able to get persuaded directly from God, hearing God and his truthfulness come unto you. It says it comes to you after you hear. Now, when you look up that hear, it means audience. When I become the audience of God, when God speaks and I am now included in those in his audience, I hear him. All right. So my persuasion from God comes by hearing. Now that I hear from him, it's channeled because of the utterance of God. The Spirit of truth is the utterance of God here for us today. So God channels this to you. So here's the bottom line. Here's the most important formula you ever have in your whole life. You ready? Write this down. I'm going to slow down because I want you to get this. The Bible gives you knowledge of God. Let me say that again, because if you don't get in your word, if you don't crack the Bible open, Bob, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and you don't
get
to know the language, how are you going to receive from God who speaks a different language than you do?
Yeah.
How are you going to speak the language of this world and God speaks the language of the kingdom of heaven and you go, God, I don't know why I don't hear from you. Well, you've never studied my language, for one. You don't even know how I talk. You don't know how I think. So here's the most important formula I'll ever give you.
Good stuff.
Yeah. How are you going to know him if you don't know his language? So the Bible gives you the knowledge of God. You get in there and you start to read that word. Now you understand the knowledge of the language. Once you have the knowledge of God, God begins to channel truth to you through a direct utterance. That's what it said. Faith comes by hearing. You get a direct utterance from God from the Spirit of truth. Now, because of this, it'll be easy to have faith. Once you understand the language of the kingdom, and God can now speak to you, because remember, he says, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. That means my language is above your natural language. I'm going to give you words, and I'm going to give you massive authority with these to carry out. God's already said this whole book is, the Bible is about faith being established, and God said, faith worketh by love. So if you love Jesus and you find the promise in here, let's just say this one. Let me just flip over and find one here. They're everywhere. Just flip and open your Bible and find one. So John 15:7 says this. Jesus promises this. He says, if you abide in me, so if you continue to remain about my presence, my character, seek me with all your heart, and my words abide in you. Remember I told you, you got to get the knowledge. You got to learn the language, right? So my words abide in you. Now you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So if I abide in him, if I remain constantly mindful of Christ and what he tells me and what he says to me and how he guides me, and then his words from this scripture, I read my Bible and let these words abide in me, you'll ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, at that point, where's your faith? When you ask and it's done and the evidence comes, there's no problem with faith now.
I hear you, yeah.
You know, you watched it manifest.
You know, I know for a fact that the church itself is really not doing what Landon just taught me. You know why I know that? If we, the Lord's people, believe that, why are we living with such fear? Why are we living in depression? Why are we defeated like the world? Why are the jails filled with our children? Why are we aborting 250,000 babies a year? Why are we keeping the war courts busy? I notice for the most part, the young people leave the church, they become of age. That tells me they didn't get much to start with.
Wow, nothing got downloaded in them the whole time.
They sat there now from the first grade through the 12th, and they're out of there. That is an amazing thing. I'm struggling with that. I'm watching good preachers that I know preach totally good messages all the time. But nevertheless, I'm watching children. I've worked in the jails and in the prison with different kind of people, and I'll say, I'll go to preach to them. They know more about the Bible than I did. They sat there. They heard. They didn't get nothing. They just didn't get anything. I wouldn't say nothing, but somehow they missed it. Look, you got to get it locked down deep. You really do. Just say, coming to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Very few people have found that perfect rest. Why is that, Len? Tell me, well, why is that? Why can't we do that?
Can we say this now? And this is it. I shouldn't even have to say that, but I think we've gone... You know, God says, don't turn to the right or to the left. Jesus said, you stay on that path. You don't turn to the right, and you don't turn to the left, and we've turned to the right, and we've turned to the left. And here's what we have to do. You ready? Everybody listen close. This is very important. You must hear God. See, we've gotten where we have accepted the fact of, well, I can just read the scriptures, find a few verses, and that gives me my relationship with God. Well, it's plumb silly. Jesus didn't come die. I mean, a martyr beat to smithereens, stabbed, I mean, just spit upon, thorns on his head, shed his blood to totally redeem you. For what purpose? That you can have an intimate relationship with God. Do we agree with that to this point?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
No question.
If I haven't, you are my dad, my physical, real dad. I have an intimate relationship with you. Well, to tell people they can have an intimate relationship with God, but listen, you won't hear from him. He doesn't speak to you anymore. These days, he doesn't talk to you. That's the most ridiculous thing. How are you going to lead somebody to salvation? Tell them that Jesus loves them more than anything on the planet. Based on the Bible tells you that. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the what?
Tells me so.
Bible tells me so, praise God. So when you get there, and then to even just entertain the lie from the devil of, but yeah, but he doesn't want to speak to you. That's ridiculous. He wants to be intimate with you. Let me tell you something. You want faith? Is it faith you need today? Seek God's face. Seek God's voice. You get into here, coming to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. You know why? He's going to look at you. Listen to this one. God just downloaded this to me. He's going to look at you just like if you follow Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus walked upon the turmoil of the world every time. He looked him in the eye and said, peace, be still. When you hear him, when Father God, through the Spirit of Truth, says to you, hey, Daniel, peace, be still. Changes everything. Yeah. All my life, I've been a wreck. I've been a nervous wreck. I'm paranoid of this. I'm afraid that's going to happen. The doctor said I'm going to come down with this. My grandmother had this. I might get it. And Jesus, actually, you hear it in your spirit. You hear audibly inside yourself, peace, son, be still. I love you. Tell me that won't change everything for you. You tell me that you won't have faith after you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, man, God loves me enough to speak to me. That's what's missing.
Yeah, you know, in the 14th chapter of John, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will take the things of me and show them unto you.
Praise
Look,
God.
If you don't get in the Word, and you won't hear, how can you hear them? He said, the Holy Spirit will take the things that of you, show them unto me. Well, if you don't know what he said, how can the Holy Spirit show it to you? You know what he said? Listen to this. He said, he'll bring you into remembrance of all things. That means he'll bring you to remembrance of what I've said. Well, look, if you're not in the Word of God, and you don't know what Jesus said, when you need rest, when you need peace, when you need hope, the Holy Spirit, you can't receive it because you don't know what it is or how to receive it. You have to be rooted and grounded in that Word. If you don't take it in, he can't remind you of it. He just simply can't do it. Look, I can't believe there's someone out there today that's not really hurting, crying out, been crying out all week, been hurting all week, and here we are, willing to stand with you today, and not one call. Our phone number is 221-1100-888-221-8990. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst of you. We are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come lock in, gather in, latch on, get involved. Hook up with us here today and bring your need, and let's go before the Lord with it. Okay, give us a call now, 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8999. Look, how do we find this rest? You really only give true worship now to one when you have great faith in it. You'll worship according to your faith and your love. Look, you just really need to understand the rest. And one of the things, I've been with the Lord a long time, and I've told this to a lot of people. I think one of the most valuable things I've experienced out of my walk with the Lord is peace. It's rest. And I have it. I mean, I didn't get it overnight. I don't mind telling you. I got it when I could open this, what Lenny's been talking about. I learned to believe it. But when I can believe it, then that just absolutely spoke, calmed. I have a future. I have a Heavenly Father. Yeah, not long ago, maybe a year or two ago, I'm praying one day and I realize I'm an old man and yet I'm being fathered. It was the most amazing thing.
Isn't that
when I
wonderful?
Got that revelation, I thought, wow, I'm an old man here and I'm being fathered. I have a Heavenly Father that I can go to for my wife, for my children, for anybody. I'm not out here alone trying to be a husband. I'm not out here alone trying to be a dad. I'm not here alone trying to survive, even though I'm an older guy. I have a Heavenly Father. I am being fathered. I can't tell you how wonderful it is. It brings peace. It brings rest. It brings hope. You make sure you get a handle on it.
Check this out. Listen, guys. I'm just telling you, God's wonderful. This is what I hear. We have faith in the things we are familiar with.
There we are.
You have faith. Now, you don't have faith in something you're unfamiliar with. You have faith in the car you drive every day. You have that chair you're sitting in. When you walked in here, you've been in the studio 5 years. You walked in here, you looked at that chair. You didn't question it one time. You had faith in that chair. You've sat in that chair 20,000 times. You know what I mean? We have faith in the things we are familiar with. And these things you use on a regular basis. Your faith is built by using something or coming in contact with something and functioning with it over and over again, and it builds your faith in it. Well, there's the problem. There's the lack right there. Listen, if you want faith, you have to come get it. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. And here's the deal. You don't have to do anything for faith. You just have to come get in the Word and begin to read the Word and read the Word and read the Word and get the knowledge of God until God begins to speak to you. And here's where the gap is broken again. I want to harp this today. Expect to hear Him. Don't read the Word expecting, I'll never hear God. That works for them, but it don't work for me. Well, then it won't work for you. You read this Word and you look here, like Pop said, you look in John, look at 16:13. He says, listen, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will speak. This is what it says. It says, He will speak whatsoever He hears, and He'll show it to you. It Amen. Says right there in God's Word, in this Bible. And listen, if your Bible don't read like mine, throw it away. I'm just playing, but listen, if it don't read like mine, I mean, when you open your Bible, if John 16:13 does not say, He will guide you in all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, okay? So it says He does speak. He said, He shall speak, and whatsoever He hears, That's what he's going to speak to you. Now, you can't beat that. You can't get around that. He said so. So if you'll get in here and seek him, he promises that the Spirit will begin to show you things and the Spirit will begin to speak to you. You can't have faith in something you don't engage with. Honestly, that's it. You can't have faith in something you have no interaction with.
No, you give us a call here, would you please? 221-1100, out of town, 221-8990. We'll be more than glad to pray for you, to stand with you, to fight with you. You know, there's warfare going on. You know, the enemy's out there killing, stealing, destroying. You feel like you need to call, but you just don't want to do it. That's a sign you should. Don't let the enemy rob your day. Don't let him rob your blessing. You can give us a call. We'd be more than glad. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Above all things, like I said, I'm an old guy. I've been around a long time, and I've learned to rest and hope and peace. One thing I've learned is God loves you. Think about the price paid for you. I mean, it is a magnificent. That's, think about how God values you. You know, we all know that the thing purchased, the thing you buy, has more value than the price paid, or you wouldn't have bought it, okay? So God brought you with the price of his precious, holy Son, Christ Jesus, who never sinned, hung on that bloody tree like Landon mentioned earlier, and just breathed to death and suffered and bled and died. And God was willing to invest that for you. In other words, you know, look at the price
of
for you.
Just by calling here. If you call here, you'll gain faith. It takes faith to pick that phone up and dial that number and say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to call. I'm going to accept Jesus. That takes faith. You'll have faith. That call will give you faith.
Yes.
Now we're down to 3 minutes, so we're waiting on you.
Yeah, give us a call here, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990.
How's this? We're not waiting on you. God is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
God is waiting patiently for you. He loves you. Mm-hmm. Don't let the devil steal this from you.
I feel like someone out there is brokenhearted today. That word has come to me, that brokenhearted person. God wants to know he cares about you. He loves you. If that's you, you give us a call. We'll be really glad to pray for you, but I just sense that, okay? Listen, the Lord loves you today, and we appreciate you. We want you to know that. And but we, you know, we need help with our program. We really do. We're struggling. We just need help. And we're not getting the help that we need. And we're not asking for a lot. Just whatever. Just take a few minutes to send us a check to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jason Beach, 34958. Lifeline, 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958, or send us an email. We'd like to hear from you. Maybe you didn't want to call today, but maybe you really do have needs in your life. I have time to reply to you, so email us at radio1603@gmail.com. That's pretty easy to remember. Radio1603@gmail.com.
How many years have you been walking with the Lord, Dr. Bob?
43.
You got 43 years. The man has a doctrine in divinity, and he's offering you free counsel. This is serious. This is not a gimmick. This is totally free Christian counsel. Everybody needs it. I need it.
Yeah. All right. Now, don't forget us now. Send us a check, if you will, please. We'd appreciate it very much, and we need it. We'll pay our radio bill, pay for the ministry. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or send us an email at
Radio 1603. Praise God. See how fun serving God is? Radio1603@gmail.com. How easy is that? And listen, it's not too late to call. Look at your phone. The number's right across the top. 221. I mean, at 1100, right? It's real easy. It's super easy. Call and accept your first step of faith today. You'll gain. Faith will come. Remember, it doesn't say go get faith, does it?
Nope.
Bob, it says faith cometh.
Yeah.
You call and faith will cometh.
Yeah.
That means ETH in King James means over and over. It's a repetitive action. Repetitive action. It'll come to you. It'll come to you. We love you. We love you. We're about to sign off for Lifeline Ministry. Do not forget to email Dr. Bob, radio1603@gmail.com. Do not forget to do that. And send your seed. What is it now?
Lifeline, 1603, Jason Beach, 34958. Lifeline, 1603, Jason Beach, 34958. God bless you now, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline,